You're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station.
Breakout Radio Church, now having church services daily at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Central Time. Now here is Pastor Deo Gentry.
Okay, well, I want to welcome everybody. Welcome everybody to Breakout Radio Church. I think we got it going here. And so good to have you. And we're going to worship God. Gene, come back. We can welcome everybody. We're going to pray. Well, we're going to worship Him today. Thank you, Father God. Your will, plan, and purpose be done here today. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Welcome, everybody. Okay.
For to me, yes, He, King of all kings, you so highly exalted.
Lord, we bless you today. Honor you today. Yes. Magnify yes. your name today. You're Magnify such a good God, awesome God, mighty God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Boy, we love to worship Him, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Glory to God. Y'all pray a little while, and then I'm going to minister. Y'all get back up here and pray, Ian Allison. Then I'm going to minister.
We just want to come in here and pray a little bit for everybody out there who's out there traveling and maybe has sick kids at home, has sickness that are running through the house. We know that flu virus is running across our country right now. Lots of people dealing with it. We've got the news scaring people about death. And, you know, we just want to give it up to you, God. We give it all to you, Lord. We know that as we sit in our daily lives, as we walk through the mist of the air of your great world and this gift that you've put us here at this time and this place, Lord, that we can trust in you through all things, Lord, that we believe in you, that you love us no matter what, God, that no matter what we're going through, God, that your love, it goes above all else. It's never ending. It's all encompassing, Lord. It's that agape love that just comes across us, Lord, and that we may be reminded of that at each and every moment, that in our deepest, darkest frustrations and in the fear, Lord, that your light just shines through and breaks the chain of anything that's scaring people, that's making them worry, that's causing that your hearts to beat in the wrong way, Lord, that we may be coming to alignment with your love, God, that we just align up with your spirit, Lord, that it calms us, that it makes us present to the glory that is here before us, God, no matter what's happening in our lives. We just thank you so much, Lord. We love you, and we glorify you. We honor you, God. We are just in your presence, Lord. We are so grateful for each and every moment and each and every day, for all of the divine appointments that come into our lives, Lord, for the people around us, for the families, for the country, for the politicians, for everybody, God, that we just are so grateful that we get to be here right here and right now. Father God, we just love you. Love you so much.
Yes, and this morning, this verse just keeps ringing in my heart, Psalms 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. And there's so many of us out there who we're struggling right now, and the busyness of life has us so wrapped up And I just hear God saying, take a moment and come sit with me. Come sit with me. Just be still. It's okay. Let the world just keep going and spinning around you. The world's going to keep on turning. But what he wants most is he wants you to come in and be in his presence and be still and come and sit with him. And I just hear him saying that you don't have to be burdened with all of these worldly stresses that have been put upon your shoulders. And there's someone out there today that needs to hear this, that, you know, you're carrying stresses that were never meant for you to carry. There's bags that other people have said, hey, can you hold on to this for me? This bag of stress, this bag of worry, this bag of burden, this bag of anxiety that belonged to someone else. And they just said, they're like, okay, I need to get rid of this. So, hey, you look like a great person to hold on to this. Can you hold on to this for me? And you're such a good-willed person that with a smile you said, okay, yeah, sure, I'll hold on to that for you. I'll hold on to that for you. And God says, no, that wasn't your job to hold on to it for them. That was my job. That was my job. He says, give it to me. You are holding on to some bags that you were never meant to hold on to in the first place. In his word, Psalms 46:10, let those resonate in your heart. Be still and know that I am Lord. I am Lord, the Lord of Lords, that he is the boss of your life, right? He is in charge. He is in control. And he says, just be still. Hand it over to me. Hand it over to me. And I want to pray for all of you who you're saying, yes, that's me. That's me. That word is for me. Yes, I know that I'm holding on to these bags. I can feel them weighing me down. I've been walking through life so heavy with all this luggage that I've been trying to carry around. And I see a picture of somebody walking around and they've got a piece of luggage around this shoulder, a piece of luggage around this shoulder. They've got bag upon bag upon bag on their arms. And they've even got bags in their hands. And God's just saying, just drop it. Just drop it all. It was never meant for you to carry. Just give it to me and feel the burden. Get released. Feel the burden. Feel the lightness of as you start to walk forward. As you start to walk forward this morning, that you go, wow, I feel different. I feel different. And I want to pray this morning for those of you who are burdened with sickness or illness in your house, and to just hand that over to God. God, just rebuke any sickness, any illness that is in your house or has tried to take you over and take you out of the game. And this morning, God, there was one more word that you put in my heart this morning, and it was revolving around game. Today, church, there are many people who are waiting in expectation for a game to be played, the Super Bowl, the championship game to be played. And God, you just stirred in my spirit this morning that there are people who are out there who are waiting for such expectancy of this game that they've got food that's preparing, they've got a house that they're preparing, and they're waiting in such expectancy for people to come into their home, God. And today, I just pray that a supernatural force go over this nation, go over this world, and especially our country, God, a supernatural force that allows people to start having an expectancy for the championship of their life, God, for the Super Bowl of their life, God, that they start preparing their homes for people to come in and to hear your word and be filled with your love and your spirit, God, that they start opening their doors, not just for some game to watch men play out their dreams, God, but to actually open open up their doors and to have their dreams be played out, God. God, I release that word over this country today, God, that we start playing for our own Super Bowls, for our own championship of our life, God, that we start opening up the doors and welcoming people into our homes so that they can experience the Super Bowl of their own lives, of their championship, God. God, that every day be game day. Every day be game day. That we, as those men who have prepared their entire lives for their dreams to be played out, God, that we prepare our entire lives for your dreams, your will, plans, and purpose to be played out through us, God. God, that we are superstars. We are champions of our own lives, God. And I pray that supernatural, just a supernatural wind come over this nation today, God, and that people are awakened, that they are awakened and saying, I don't have to live for the Super Bowl of watching someone else's dreams come true, that I can start living for the Super Bowl of my life, for the championship of my life, God, for my dreams to be played out, God. And God, thank you for reminding me that starts with a spirit of gratitude, God, for all that you have done and all that you will do through my life, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus, for giving me a place, the place that you can operate through me, God, a place where I can play out my championship, God. God, thank you, Jesus. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Ian Allison, for that great prayer. So I'm going to give some prophetic words today, and we may continue part two next Sunday. We'll see. I've got quite a few prophetic people that have sent in their name. They'd love to have a prophetic word. We don't get those done today. I guess we can do part two next Sunday. I want to read a scripture. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter number 5, there was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias of the division of Abijah. His wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless, but they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren, and they were both well advanced in years. So it was that while he was serving, Zacharias, while he was serving as priest before God, or the pastor there, in the order of his division, each priest or pastor only got to preach once a year, so it was really a big deal. So this was Zacharias' day to preach during the year. According to the custom of the priesthood, his lot fell to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying. Well, that's a key. The whole multitude, they were praying outside. So Zacharias was inside getting a word from the Lord, and they were praying, ready to receive a word from God. While he was there burning incense, an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. And the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zacharias, for your prayer is heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son. You will call his name John, and you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth. For he will be great in the sight." Now, the angel is giving a prophetic word about what their son is going to be like. "He'll be great in the sight of the Lord, shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will also be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. He will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. He will also go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." And Zacharias said to the angel, "How shall I know this?" You know, when you get a word from God, it is not something that you can understand with your mind. or your reasoning or circumstances. You say, well, the circumstances, not only the circumstances are right for that. And so we go through all of this litany of reasons why this cannot happen. How are we going to know this? He said, I'm an old man and my wife is advanced in years. He was a very wise man because he didn't say, I'm an old man and my wife's an old woman. So he just said, she's advanced in years. And how can this happen? We've gone past the time. I believe there are some of you that you feel like that time has passed you by, that you have gone past the time to hear from God, to receive a word from God. And, I love for people to prophesy over me, and I'm going to prophesy over some of you church members. I love to receive prophetic words, but I don't have to wait for somebody to prophesy over me to hear from God. I can be in my prayer room, my prayer closet, and I can hear the Holy Spirit speak to me. I can be taking a walk, and the Holy Spirit can speak to me. Oral Roberts said that God spoke to him while he was reading a mystery magazine, a Dick Tracy magazine, which proves that God can speak to you any time of the day or the night, any place, any time, and any circumstances. I've got a friend in England that God spoke to him while he was watching a Queen concert, and they were singing Champion, the champion of the world. He said, you're going to write a song and you're going to sing it, Jesus, champion of the world. That he was watching a rock concert and the Holy Spirit spoke to him. That means the Holy Spirit can speak to us anytime at any place, and he can say anything, but it's got to be supernatural. If it's not supernatural, it's not a very good prophetic word. That means God wants to do something beyond your reasoning power. He wants to do something beyond your circumstances, beyond your education, beyond your pedigree, or beyond your degree, whatever it may be. That's what God wants to do. That's what God wants to do for you. Gene and I was watching one of our favorite programs, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And this guy named Wayne Newton, he was saying that he had been in Vegas since he was 15 years old. He quit high school, never even finished high school, started singing at 15 on stage, and is still going. He's in his 70s now. He said, I just followed my dream, and they told me, you're too young to do it. And so that's what Satan would try to do. He'd say, you're too young, you're too old, there was a right time, everything is not aligned correctly. But all of that is nonsense in light of what the Holy Spirit wants to speak to you. So John said, I'm too old. My wife is too old. She's advanced in years. But it came to pass. Elizabeth got pregnant, had a child, and then her cousin Mary, she got pregnant, and she didn't even know a husband and never had relationships with a man. And she was a virgin. She brought forth, Elizabeth brought forth a son named John, and Mary brought forth a son named Jesus. And Luke chapter 1 is just filled with all of these incredible things. Zacharias prophesies over his son. Mary prophesies over herself. And so today, I just want to give some prophetic words. I never asked for a prophetic gift, but the Holy Spirit just began to speak to me as Gina and I began to travel across America and around the world in 1985. And I prophesied over thousands of people and operated on the premise that one word from God can change your life forever. And I know there are many of you probably watching today that I prayed for, I've laid hands on, or maybe just spoke to, gave a prophetic word. And when you receive a prophecy, it could be a now word, something God is doing very soon, or it could be a future word, maybe a year, 5 years, 10 years. It could be a confirming word. It also may be a new word, a word you've never, ever thought about. And one of the things that I've discovered is that most of the time I do not get a word about something that I'm necessarily praying about. Lord, you know about this car, you know about, and he can speak to that, but primarily he speaks to me about something that I wasn't even thinking about or maybe even praying about. So it's amazing. It's amazing how God works. And sometimes people come and say to me, you got a word about a wife, you got a word about a husband, you got a word about my job. And sometimes I may have. But most of the time, I'll just begin to prophesy, and the Holy Spirit may give me a word to someone about something may not even they may not even be praying about or thinking about. I remember in the early 90s, I was leading several weeks of revival meetings in Rockwall, Texas. That is a suburb of Dallas. And Rockwall, Texas, is where Church on the Rock is located. And I ministered a lot there in the 1990s and saw some incredible things happen. At one time, that was the third fastest growing church in America. And so I was there ministering. And after one of the morning services, the youth pastor said, I have a friend from Guatemala, and he would like to visit with you, get your counsel about something that is happening. Can you spend a few minutes with him? So I said, yeah, I want him to come in. So I sat down with him, and he came all the way from Guatemala to the services. And I said, young man, what can I pray with you about? And he said, I've got this this thing going on with my youth group, and there's some conflict in the leadership of the church. It wasn't a very large church, and it was kind of a small youth group. And he said, what would you do in a case like that? So I just began to speak to him out of my heart, counsel in the multitude of counsel, their safety. I began to share with him. And he said, I really appreciate you sharing that with me. He got up to go. And I said, wait just a minute. I've not prayed for you. Let me pray for you. And he said, that would be great. And so I laid my hands on him. I began to prophesy over this young man named Cash. And as I began to prophesy, I prophesied everything opposite to what I'd told him. Everything was totally opposite of about 30 minutes of counsel saying, well, I would do this, and experientially I would do this. And so my prophetic word was completely opposite. The prophetic word, the natural word of counsel, was how he could fix some things, how he could go to his pastor and relate to him and maybe work through some things with his youth group. But the prophecy began to talk about a worldwide vision, began to talk about what he was going to do on a much larger scale, a much larger perspective. And so today, over 20 years later, this man, his name is Cash Luna. He's from Guatemala, and he is the founder of one of the largest mega churches in Latin America. And he has a weekly attendance now in his church of 25,000 people. And on Facebook, he has over 1.5 million people that are connected with him on Facebook. Not too long ago, he came for 3 nights to the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, California. He had over 100,000 people every night. He is the most well-known minister in the Spanish-speaking world. He was just talking to me about a little problem. To him was a big problem that was going in a small youth group. But one word from God began to give him a perspective of what he could do, not only in Guatemala, not only in the Spanish-speaking nations of the world, but because he speaks English, also in America and other places. So I'm here to tell you that one word from God can change your life. God wants to expand your world. And I pray for you today. Why don't you just put your hands on your ears and say, Holy Spirit, open my spiritual ears. Put your hands on your eyes and say, Holy Spirit, open my spiritual eyes. Put your hand on your heart and say, Holy Spirit, open my spiritual heart that I might receive what you have for me today. Now, I've gotten this is a prophetic session this week and next week. Are prophetic sessions for church members only. If you're visiting the church, thank you very, very much. And remember that Allison Kieberai and I both host prophetic sessions on bpnradio.com. I'll be on Facebook Live this week, Tuesday at 10 a.m. Central Time, Thursday, 10 a.m. Central Time. So if you if you're visiting the church and you'd like to have a prophetic word, please leave us your name on the Dale Gentry or Dale W. Gentry Facebook pages. And also, some of you requested that I give prophetic words for your family, your friends. I'd love to do that on we'd love to do that either on Tuesday or Thursday, but this time is reserved for church members only. So I'm gonna call your first name and where you live. I'm gonna prophesy over Charles B. from Madison, Alabama. I just hear the Holy Spirit saying that that incredible progression is happening in your life. It's like you've been picking up sticks to build something, but the Holy Spirit is giving you a place now to pick up large logs so that you can build a structure that you can live in. And what you've been doing is building a structure in days gone by that other people can occupy, that other people can live in. But I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Charles, from Madison, Alabama, member of Breakout Radio Church, that you're going to begin to build a structure that you can live in. It will be a place of rest. It will be a place of ministry. And it's amazing how God does that. Gene and I live in a home in Austin, Texas, where a lady by the name of Shara, she's probably watching today, Shara Parker, she came in as we were looking at this house, and you know, we didn't have the finances to purchase the house, but she said, this is your house, and this is going to be a Dripping Springs Ministry Center. And that means that we live in both Austin, Texas, and Dripping Springs, Texas. It's become a ministry center where we can speak to the world. And I believe over you, Charles, that you're going to have a place for you where you're not just picking up sticks to build some little structure, but a large place you're going to build, and it's going to house what God has placed in your heart. And Kim E. from Vine Grove, Kentucky, I bless you in Jesus' name. And I'm asking the Holy Ghost to bless you. And you have this great passion for your family and for your friends. And I declare in the name of Jesus there that your home is going to be a revival center.
Yes.
And just as you wanted me to give prophetic words to a lot of your family and friends, I declare that you prophesy over them.
Yes.
You give them a word. Because I believe that there is a prophetic anointing upon your life, Kim. There is anointing to follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit. And I declare today that that anointing is upon you, and I bless you and your husband there in the name of Jesus. And I declare that many are going to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, many are going to be healed, many are going to receive prophetic words, because I believe that your house is a house of power. So, Kim, Vine Grove, Kentucky, I don't know where that's at, but I know you're blessed, and I know that your house is blessed. You know, one of the things I wanted to do before I go any further, I have a word for Allison S. from Madison, Wisconsin, and her and her husband are ministers. I want to honor the ministers that are members of Breakout Radio Church. I've not done this in a long time, and I want to speak a blessing upon you as you go and minister. This is pastors, parachurch leaders, evangelists, missionaries. I just want to bless you. Can I do that? So I'm going to pray for you right now. I'm going to pray for you. And all these people are members of Breakout Radio Church. Donald and Janice Brown, Eugene and Kathy Bullard, Dr. Gerald and Thelma Davis, Dr. Carolyn DeLeon, Pastor Devin Shyam, Bill Donahue, Art Evans, Tim and Pam Filkins, Gloria Garner, Glenn and Ellen Howard, Roy Ivins, Jim Jameson, B.K. Jones, Ian and Allison Kieber, Gene and Sally Massey, Caleb McLaughlin, Mark and Rosemary McWilliams, James Parker, Leah Peters, Joe Ragland, David and Anita Rogers, Allison Scheller, Shay Schultz, Carol Shaw, Craig and Tara Sloan, Barry and Laura Smith, Susie Thompson, Dr. Elizabeth Vaughn, Russell Urema. And if I've left any of you out, you just let me know. I have a ministry. I preach, I prophesy, I lead a church, and we have several pastors that will go and minister to their churches this morning. I bless you, and we have one pastor's wife there, and I just bless all of you in Jesus' name. So, Allison, Madison, Wisconsin, I see the note you left me. You pastored for 18 years. Wow. God bless you. And I just declare the hand of God is upon you. I declare that there is a building that is coming into your hands that is gonna large expand what you're doing there in Madison, Wisconsin. There is a miracle building that's coming in your hands. So, Allison, I bless you in Jesus' name. And Loy M. from Oklahoma City, I declare that the days of these health challenges coming your way that is trying to disconcert you, take you out of the concert, take you out of the wonderful rhythms of life, I declare that that force that has come against you is broken. And I declare that the storm clouds are lifting. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Loy, that there is a dawning of a new day in your life. So I bless you now in Jesus' name. And Doug F. from West Palm Beach, Florida. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that these plans that you've been making for a long time, things you've been writing down, God is going through those and he's editing those plans. He's taking some things out of your planning and he is putting some things in your plans. And so he's putting it all together. And days gone by, you say, I just don't know how all of this makes sense. I've got all this conglomeration of dreams and visions and prophetic words and promises and all of this. How's it all going to work? But I hear the Holy Spirit saying he's editing all out where it's going to be plain. The vision is going to be made plain so that you can run with it. And those that are going to partner with you, they can run with you because they will understand it. So, Doug, I bless you in Jesus' name. And Kelly, from Kelly B. from Mesa, Arizona, and you asked if I could pray over a chaplain position. That it may be opening you for a corporate company. Sometimes I can get a word on that, but I got a word not long ago that God is sending ministers into places where they will serve as chaplains over small entities or large companies or maybe even large corporations. I remember for several years I served as a chaplain for the Real Deal Events. That's Evander Holyfield. And I went with him and prayed with him, went to his boxing matches, traveled to different countries and different cities, and even helped him write his book and helped him make plans and worked with his team. And it was something different than I'd ever done. So sometimes we try to stay in one zone, and that's a comfort zone when the Holy Spirit may want us to break out. Mm-hmm. That'd be a good word for a ministry, breakout. God may want us to break out of our normal things. We just say, Lord, I don't know. I've loved boxing all my life. When I was a little boy, I used to listen to boxing on the radio and had watched Evander Holyfield. Then I got a prophetic word that he asked to travel. Then he asked me to be the chaplain for Real Deal Events. So I am saying, if this is in your heart, Kelly, you know, sometimes we don't have to have an exact word. But God can put something in our heart. And I declare in Jesus' name that if it's in your heart to be a chaplain, there are major opportunities waiting for you. Major companies now are hiring chaplains. And so inviting chaplains. So I just bless you and that chaplain anointing. Maybe it's for the police officers. It may be for a fire department. I don't know. But I declare that God is at work. And whatever it is, I just bless you in Jesus' name. and Benedict J. from San Diego, California. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, for God and country. God is bringing you into a place where you're going to be a major prayer leader on behalf of this country. I do know that you served this country for many years in the military. I believe that God is opening major doors for you not only to bring prayers together to minister on behalf of our country, our nation, but also you're going to be involved in military efforts. You're going to speak to military people, military men and women, and you're going to encourage them. I even see you traveling on foreign soil to minister to these military people, military personnel that may be under fire. They may be going through a lot of difficulty. They may be suffering depression, anxiety, whatever it may be. But God has given you a divine entrance, a divine connection. And Dr. Gerald and Thelma Davis, I can call your names. You guys are well known. So honored to have you as members of Breakout Radio Church. And you have written so many books on getting out of debt. And you have helped so many churches pay their buildings off, and people pay their homes off, and you've been my friend for a long time. I just declare that God is causing a new anointing to come. I see your head being anointed with fresh oil. I see the two of you working together in a dimension that you've not worked together before. And so I bless the two of you. And know that God is at work, giving you a major entrance, getting your foot in the door. And that's a word that God was giving me as I was praying last night, that God is giving many of you an opportunity that may not seem large to begin with. It may not seem important, but I'm just hearing the Holy Spirit say, get your foot in the door. I remember when I was in high school, I grew up in a little town, Comanche, Oklahoma, 2,000 people, and there was a town about 20,000 people 10 miles away that had a radio station. And I wanted to be in radio. Ever since my 8th grade English teacher told me that I had a radio voice, I need to be in radio, I wanted to be in radio. So I didn't know what to do, so I went over, and I was able to talk with a man there who was an incredible voice. His name was Bill Merrill. I'll never forget Bill. And he took me aside. He said, son, if you want to be in radio, get your foot in the door. Volunteer. You don't have to get paid for it. So I said, yes. So I got my foot in the door, volunteered for a Saturday night show. And eventually I got fired from that. But I still had the passion. I'm going to be behind a microphone. And I'll never forget Bill Merrill encouraging me to get my foot in the door. He later went on to be the play-by-play announcer for the Dallas Cowboys, and he was a major sportscaster. But at that time, as a young guy, he was working at that little radio station and gave me a word that changed my life. I'm here to tell you that you can get your foot in the door. It doesn't always happen the way you want it to happen. The Bible says that we're not to despise small things. You're not to despise small beginnings. Get your foot in the door. Isabel, that's a good word for you. Isabel P. from Oceanside, California. You've been asking and asking and asking the Lord. Some people are waiting for something major to happen. Get your foot in the door. And it's going to happen. And that's what happened to me in Rockwall, Texas. Gene and I, after pastoring a church in Oklahoma City for 8.5 years, we moved to Rockwall, and I was sitting at the foot of the table. Not much was happening, but I had my foot in the door. And eventually, God began to expand and enlarge, and it was some crucial times for us financially, difficult. We had many challenges, but we got our foot in the door. God spoke to me about going to England. One man invited me to England, invited me to minister at his church, and it was a small church, but I had my foot in the door. And eventually God opened the entire United Kingdom to Gene and I, and it happened because somebody said, I'll help you get your foot in the door. So I That is really what is in my heart. You know, we're going to have preaching Sunday. Right now we have Marketplace Saturday. We completed our second week yesterday. 15 hours of people, and Ian, Allison, Keeber are very involved, along with my son, Rick Gentry. And we're helping people get their foot in the door as far as business. Next, we're going to start very soon. We're going to start having Preaching Sunday. And many of you that have never preached publicly, you have a preaching anointing. You love to preach. I'm going to help you get your foot in the door. We're going to have on Saturdays, we have 15 hours of marketplace business programs and interviews. We're going to have 15 hours of preaching starting soon. And those will mostly be in 30-minute increments. And there are some of you that have an anointing to preach, and you say, I would love to preach, but there's no invitations. I'm going to give you an opportunity to get your foot in the door. That's what I'm hearing the Holy Ghost say. Get your foot in the door. Lisa, speaking of Rockwall, Texas, Lisa F. from Rockwall, Texas, the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, for He has anointed you. You've got to work with the anointing. You know, when I started out preaching 51 years ago, I only had one message. That's all I had. It was on prayer. But the Holy Ghost would anoint that, and He began to expand it. Pretty soon I had three sermons. But I began to learn early on to work with the Holy Ghost. So I just hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Lisa, work with the Holy Ghost. Work with the Holy Ghost. Pray and say what you hear Him saying. Walk how you see Him walk, and it's just amazing. And what I do, many times I just get out and take a prayer walk, and I anoint my spiritual ears, spiritual eyes. I begin to hear the voice of the Lord. It's just amazing how that can begin to work in your life. Stacy G. from Houston, Texas. I pray for you, Stacy. The hand of the Lord is upon you, and you are so capable, but that you have allowed things to distract you from the main course. I just hear the Holy Spirit saying that you must set aside distracting voices. There's just so much involved in your life. There's so much occupying your mind, your thoughts. And I just pray over you, Stacy, that God is going to bring you to a place of incredible rest in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Andy W., Port Vincent, Louisiana. I just hear the Lord saying over you, Andy, that you are a marketplace man. You're a businessman. I see you signing some major contracts this year. Eugene and Kathy B. from Holiday, Texas, I declare that God is giving you ownership. Ownership. One of the things that I cried out for so long, Gene and I cried out when we were no longer pastors, we went through this season of saying, Lord, we don't have any ownership. We don't have a field. But I hear the Holy Spirit saying He's going to give you a field, going to give you an ownership that you're going to work in Jesus' name. And Dr. Carolyn D. from Sparks, Nevada, the Holy Ghost is working in your life to bring you into a major relationship in the next several months. He's putting it together, and you are not to look on the outward appearance. I'm hearing the Holy Ghost say you are to look on the heart. You are to look on His heart in Jesus' name. I bless you in the name of the Lord. Well, wow. We're moving along here, and we're going to continue giving these prophetic words next Sunday. And in just a few moments, I'll have Ian to come and give you an opportunity to give. And Allison can come, and she might have an addendum word for someone today that when I called the name, she heard something. And let me know if you would send me a text if you would like to be included on the list for next Sunday. But right now, before we go any further, I want to give each of you that don't know the Lord an opportunity. I never want to let an opportunity go by. The church
the church where my pastor Bob Nichols leads, they've won about 120,000 people to Jesus the last 5 years. And one thing they always do on the pulpit, there's a little sign to anybody that comes to preach, don't fail to give an invitation for people to get saved. So I like to follow that principle. If you are attending Breakout Radio Church today, you have never known Jesus, you would like to accept Him as your Lord and Savior, you would like to go to heaven one day when He calls, you would like to be ready when you die. Eternity is a long, long time. I want to pray for you right now. Father, I just pray for those that do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. I just pray, Lord, that today they would be counted in that number that has accepted You and has eternal life. I want you to say this prayer after me, for the Bible said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Would you say this prayer after me? Lord Jesus, I believe You're the Son of God. I believe that You died on the cross for my sins. I believe that You arose on the third day. And I ask You, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart and forgive me of my sins. I accept You as my Lord and my Savior. In Jesus' name. And maybe you are a backslider. That doesn't necessarily mean that you are living in sin, but you've gone away from the call, the passion of God that you once had. Some of you attending church today may have been a pastor at one time. Maybe you preached the gospel, but you got discouraged. You turned away. Maybe because of criticism, you said, I'm not going to do it ever again. I'm not going to do it anymore. You're just backslidden from the call. Maybe you were in business one time and you went bankrupt. You faced chapter 11. You said, I'm just not going to try again. But the Bible said the righteous will fall down seven times and get up again. So I'm encouraging you today to get up again. Would you get up again and say, I'm going to go back and I'm going to take charge of those gifts and callings of God that are on my life. Maybe your marriage is broken up and you just say, I just feel like my marriage has been backsliding. I just believe that God could renew that. Whatever it may be, I'm going to pray for you right now. I just ask that God touch you and the original call, the passion that is in your heart would be renewed. And sometimes people say, well, how have you been in the ministry for so long? I have a passion. I have a passion for Jesus. I have a passion to do His will. I have a passion to do His work. How have you been married so long? I have a passion for Jean Gentry. I love her with all of my heart. I just enjoy being with her and just sitting with her and visiting with her, having a coffee with her, going places with her. I just enjoy being with her. When my kids were growing up, I spent time with my kids, but I realized one day my kids would be gone. I better spend time with my wife, too. And so we just built that relationship, even when our children were growing up, knowing there'd come a day that they'd be gone, long gone, and they are. But Gene and I still have that wonderful relationship. And I pray for your marriage. I pray for your relationship. I pray that you will love each other and care for each other, and you'll find common ground, and there'll be a camaraderie that will be with you, not just a love camaraderie, but just a friendship, that you will enjoy being with each other. And I'm getting a lot of response right now while I'm saying that. I bless you. There's nothing like having a wonderful marriage. And I pray over your marriage right now. Ask God to bless your marriage in Jesus' name and to bless you. Amen and amen. Ian is going to come and receive the tithes and offerings. And then I'm going to have Ian Allison to give a closing prayer. And Gene and I will join you.
Wonderful, wonderful. So good. Hey, I just want to extend also for those of you who may be first-timers here or are listening and came by Breakout Radio Church, an opportunity to become a member of Breakout Radio Church and have your name added to the list of names that are prayed for, consistently throughout the week by Dale and Gene and the staff here at BPN Radio and Breakout Radio Church. And if you want to do so, you can actually head over to breakoutradiochurch.com. And on there, there's a couple of resources there for you. Number one is a place where you can actually register. And again, just let us know who you are. Let us know who you are, where you live, and some contact information, and you'll receive some emails from us, but we won't overdo it and make sure that you're plugged in here at Breakout Radio Church. And I want to invite you to invite your friends as well, because, hey, nothing like sharing the love of God than sharing other people with this ministry. And so please do so. And also want to give you an opportunity to give your tithes and offerings. And for those of you out there that may be stopping by and don't have a regular church that you contribute to, give you a place to sow your seed into the kingdom where you are giving it up for God to multiply that for you. And at breakoutradiochurch.com, there's also a button up on the upper right-hand side that says donate. And that allows you actually to, of course, to contribute, to give your tithes and offerings through PayPal via a debit or a credit card. Or if you prefer and you still like to write checks, you're welcome to do that as well. You can write your checks and make them payable to Breakout Ministries and send those checks to P.O. Box 91985. That's Austin, Texas 78709. And of course, your gifts are appreciated and our tax deduction and your donations and tithes, we really appreciate. They support this ministry's growth. And again, it's on our heart. We're called to give. And so we just appreciate all of those of you who are out there giving. And for those of you who still have, you know, maybe some, maybe there's just some you're wondering, should I give, should I not give, or how do I give, or what to start? You know, just start with something. It's you know, that the Bible calls for a tenth, for the tithe, the tenth to be given. But if you just start somewhere, you'll start to sow that seed out there into the kingdom, and you'll start to see things happen around you when you start to release it out, that God will multiply and give it back to you. And just wonderful things happen. And so let's just pray for those of you out there. Father God, we thank you so much for all of our members and for all of those that have stopped by today at Breakout Radio Church and who are out there that they give. Lord, we ask that we thank you for their contributions, that they continue to allow this ministry to grow, to flourish, to reach all corners of this wonderful globe, this earth that we are all on together, Lord, that we continue to spread this word out through the kingdom. And that Lord, we just thank you for multiplying that seed that's sown. We thank you for the stories that come through of people that have given it to you, Lord, and that you just have given it back abundantly, Lord, and that we just bless all of those out there that are out there watching, and that you've given each of us time, resources, and talents that we can contribute to the building of your kingdom, Lord, and that you just be so into the hearts of those out there listening and watching today, just some direction on how that they can be the best that they can be for you, God, however they can give, however they can volunteer, whatever it is that they're holding onto so tightly, Lord, that they just release that and give it up to you, that we break the bonds of debt, that we break the bonds of financial strife, and that we break the bonds of just fear that can stop in the hearts and can keep us from being all that we are, Lord. We thank you so much for all that you are doing, Lord, and for everything that you do with this ministry, God. It's in your name we pray. Amen and amen. And so I'll invite Allison to come on up here. Are you going to come back in for some closing prayer? Again, we just thank everybody so much for being a part of this.
Let me save my words.
And just note that there's a lot of wonderful things happening here on BPN Radio, not only on Sundays, but throughout the week. And of course, you heard Pastor Dale talk about Marketplace Saturdays and soon to come Preaching Sundays. And so we sure enjoy having you here with us and would love to see you participate with us if it's on your heart. So come on in.
Yeah, I was sitting over there and I got several words as Pastor Dale was prophesying over many of you. And I'm going to write those down and I'm going to pray into those some more and share those with you either on Prophetic Thursday or next Sunday when we continue Prophetic Sunday. But, you know, one of the things that was that I will say as Ian was praying that was on my heart, and this was something that was taught to us long before we ever came to this ministry, was that, you know, to make sure that when we receive a prophetic word, that we're writing that prophetic word down, right? That we're going back, we're listening to it, we're writing it down, and we're writing it down so that we can continue to rehearse it, so that we can continue to, when we go and we meet with Jesus, that we can continue to bring that to him, and we can ask him to expand upon that word, and remembering that a word is simply a word, right? It's not a chapter, it's not a book, and that God does want to expand on that word for you. And so taking that back to him in prayer. But also too, is that sowing into the words that we receive, right? Because when we sow into the words that we receive, what we're telling Jesus, one, that's, it is biblical, right? That we're telling Jesus that we receive that word and that we're sowing into it. We're believing that that word is something that is going to manifest in our lives, right? We're sowing in with expectancy into that word. We're sowing in with expectancy of the confirmation that's going to come and the fulfillment that will be there. And so that was on my heart to share this morning that, you know, some of us, we're like, oh, okay, thanks for that word, right? And then we just kind of go on about our days. And I sometimes feel like God's like, hello, like, I gave you a taste. I gave you a taste so you could come deeper. And so I don't know who that was for, but that was for someone. And I just wanted to share that. And like I said, I have so much that God is stirring in my heart, but I'm telling you, I feel like I'm supposed to be really quiet about that now. And so let me just pray for those of you who received the word today. Those of you who are expectant of a word, remember that God does. He wants to talk to you. He wants to speak to you. And sometimes remember that it's when God isn't speaking to us that he's saying something, right? That there's a word for us there that you know, if God's quiet, that there might be something there as well. And so, Heavenly Father, we just thank you today. God, we thank you for all that you are doing in our lives, God. God, we thank you that you have a word for every single one of us, God. That there's not a single one of us that you have made deaf to your word, God. That your word is for each and every one of us, God. And that you want to speak to us. You want to be in relationship with us. God, we thank you that the foundation of every successful relationship, God, our marriages, our business relationships, our friendships, our relationships with our children, our relationships with our parents, our relationship with you, God, all has the same foundation of communication. Communication, God. And what is communication? Communication is two ways. It is listening and it is speaking. It is listening and speaking and is going both ways, God. God, let us remember that it's not about just coming to you and speaking all the time and just spewing out all of these words to you, God, but that it's in those times of Psalms 46:10 that we be still and we just listen. God, that we just listen and that we learn to find a discipline ourselves to find that place, God, where we can sit and we can be still and we can hear from you, God, that we don't have to, you know, we don't, in the word that Pastor Dale gave about everything big starts small. Everything big starts small, God. And I hear that right now, just echoing that everything big starts small. And there's so many of us who are so busy comparing our beginning to someone else's end that we can't just be humble and sit in the place of our own beginning. Our own relationship, our own communication, that it's something that we learn. It's a beautiful dance. You know, just as I dance with my husband in our marriage, I know that I have a dance with you, God. I know I have a beautiful dance with you that is all my own. No one else can imitate the steps. They aren't steps that belong to someone else, God. These are steps that belong to you and me. And I thank you, God, that you have a dance. You have a special communication for each and every one of us, God. And I just pray that today, each and every one of us get out of our own way and we receive it, God. We receive it, Jesus, that you have a special gift just for us. Church, won't you do something with me? Won't you reach out your hands and you just say these words, God, today I receive the beautiful gift that you have for me, God. I see him handing you a gift that in that Tiffany's blue box with a beautiful white bow, such a beautiful treasure, and he's handing it to you, and he's placing it in your hands, and he's saying, yes, this is the gift that I have for you, specially made for just you and I. It cannot be imitated, cannot be compared. It is our gift, yes, our dance that we have together, our yes, special yes, communication. And today, God, we reach out our hands and we receive it.
Yes, we do.
God, and as we received that gift from you, we notice, we look down at our hands and notice that our hands are open. And when our hands are open, they aren't able to grab on to the things that we've been holding on to. Comfort, shame. Some of us have been holding on to so much that it's been hard for us to give. And today, God, we open up our hands and we say, we give it all to you, God. It give it all to you, God. We love you, God.
You,
we give it all to you in Jesus' name. In Amen. Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Beautiful.
God bless you. It's been a wonderful day. God bless you.
Bless you. We love you.
We love you very much. Bye-bye.